Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tony and Leroy back with you here on a Friday. Let's get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one of 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Breaking news in the NFL.
Ooh, I saw that.
Deshaun Watson, Leroy, is back. He underwent surgery again this week because he tore his Achilles again. Not great. How you feeling?
Probably should have gave Aaron a call. Hey, Aaron.
That's like the old John Wall. I remember that happening.
Yeah.
He had the Achilles injury and then re-injured it while he was in recovery. That's brutal, man. What are they going to do?
Nothing. If you can't play, you can't. What do you do with that number two pick? Like, the problem that I have with all this is I hate when teams need a quarterback and they draft a quarterback, even though that quarterback may not be, you know.
Well, it's going to be either Ward or Sanders, right?
Yeah. I mean, who would have more of an impact, though? Travis Hunter. So what do you do?
You need a quarterback, though.
They need a quarterback.
Yeah, but I
You played Zappy by the end of the year.
Yes, you need a quarterback. But if you don't have the infrastructure to have that quarterback come in and play, now you're ruining another career. And so I don't know what their situation is or how they feel about offensive line, receivers, running game, stuff like that, right? The defense is getting older. So if I were to say, yeah, I can get one of those quarterbacks, is he going to be in an environment or a situation where he can come in and be an impact guy?
You guys want to have some fun?
Sure.
Give me a phone, Marcos. Who's the GM in Cleveland, Leroy?
Barry.
Andrew Barry?
Andrew Barry.
All right. Hey, it's Andrew Barry. Hey, Andrew, what's up, man? It's Chris Greer down in Miami. How are you? Let me ask you something, dude. What do you feel about trading that number two pick for Tua Tagovailoa?
No.
What?
He can't.
Who's saying no in this case?
I think both parties.
Interesting. What?
Because here's the deal. What? You know you have a quarterback that fits the system.
Do they? Or, they have a quarterback with some injury concerns who fits the system.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. But are you willing to start that process over?
Well, that's what I'm asking, Leroy. The Miami Dolphins get into themselves if they find a team in Cleveland
and
is really up a creek right now. Wait, they have it.
If you're Andrew Barry and you've heard about Tua in the cold.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to bring him to Cleveland?
I mean, maybe he'll be more used to it by the time that goes down.
No, dude. Look at all the quarterbacks up north. They got a type of, like, to be able to withstand all that.
So you think he could never do it, huh?
I don't think it's not that he can never do it. It's, am I going to take a chance on that? And I have the number two pick. The answer is no.
So you'd rather roll the dice on a rookie?
Or, again, Travis Hunter.
Okay, but let's say they're not taking Travis Hunter. Let's say they either go, like, they if go you...
Shadur or Cam Ward.
Well, they're probably not going to get Cam Ward. Cam Ward's probably going to Tennessee. Although, if they did get Cam Ward, all right, what if I made it... Let me say this. What if Shadur Sanders was going to Tennessee and you were the Dolphins and you could get the number two pick for Tua?
No.
Marcos?
I mean, it's worth investigating. You know, just think about it a little bit, Leroy.
I did. I thought about it.
I don't think you did,
dude. I thought about it. Here.
You're saying Cam Ward can't do what Tua does?
Yes, I am. He plays that position differently. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, we can tweak the system a little bit. Maybe the system is the problem. Have you thought about that?
I'm just saying. Like,
another conversation.
It's one of those things, like, if you're looking for if I'm the Browns, right, and I'm in this situation where...
If I'm the Browns, I'm not trading no more damn picks.
Which is a straight up, just one pick. You can get that. You get the Dolphins pick, so you can go to 13. Dolphins get your pick. But you guys also get Tua. No. So you get your veteran QB.
There you go.
No.
You're welcome.
No.
You're welcome.
Nope.
All right.
I think it's worth a little thought.
I think it's worth a thought.
This guy wants Travis Hunter.
I thought about it.
What's a corner?
Did Tua play with Jerry Jeudy?
Huh?
Did Tua play with Jerry Jeudy? I think he did.
I don't think so. Jerry Jeudy's like eighth or ninth year.
Look at that. Tua and Jerry Jeudy connected for several touchdowns while playing at the University of Alabama.
How about that? Isn't that interesting, Marcos? How about that? So all of a sudden,
you do realize, and here's the other thing that you two Neanderthals haven't considered.
That's not nice. That hurts.
Don't hit me with cap stuff. Just let's have a little fun. Don't hit me with cap.
You're
going
to be paying $100 million to – how good can your team be if you're paying $100 million to
– damage is done? Well, I'm actually giving you a solution because you're up a creek with no quarterback. So you're either going to go rookie or you're literally just paying dead money to nothing. I'm sure the Dolphins got to pick up some of it. Yeah. But the Dolphins in this case are going to go with either Cam Ward or Shadur Sanders. And I'm saying you can revamp it. You guys have a quarterback who can actually, you know, play football and not have I don't know what the hell's going on with Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's legitimately the worst, maybe the worst contract in NFL history.
Yeah.
So
not maybe.
Yeah. Totally. So I'm revamping you guys for almost a win now situation, because otherwise you guys are going to get drubbed. You're in one of the toughest divisions in the NFL.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm just saying that I'm not trading, because here's the other thing. In order to build a team, you need a couple of years with a cheap quarterback so that you can put those resources to something else.
Right. But you're not in that situation. You're not really in that situation, though, because you guys pay.
But you're still going to need some players that are cheap labor. You're going to need that. If I take and I invest $100 million at one position, how good is that team going to be?
Probably not great, but you're in a desperate situation no matter what. Like, you're already paying that much money.
Then if that's the case, I would just take my chances with a young quarterback because he's cheaper. But I'm not going to spend $100 million on one position. You can't do it. You can't.
But you guys already kind of are screwed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're in a bad spot. The Browns are in a bad spot.
So beggars can't be choosers. Take our quarterback.
Plus, in this situation, I'm giving you guys a 13 pick. Yeah, you can still get a good player.
Oh, we're switching picks too?
I said it's a pick swap. Dolphins get to move to 2. They get Tua. They get, and 13 goes to the Browns.
playing hardball here. You're playing hardball here. But I checked recently. I did some research. You know what the Cleveland Metro Parks Zoo is missing?
Hmm?
A cheetah.
Whoa!
Come on, baby.
Or more money.
Come on.
No,
would you say the Browns are in a rebuild? Like, what do you think? Because of the Deshaun Watson thing, like, what do you think they're in? Like, they just very clearly have.
I think whatever they do is going to demand that they have cheaper options. With the Deshaun Watson situation, with the guys they're playing on defense, you got Jerry Jeudy, you're paying a lot of money. You got the tight end from – who's the tight end from down here? Njoku, mm-hmm. He's getting paid a lot of money. You got to revamp the offensive line. Guys are getting old, right? You got to get some, you know, a little bit of help on defense, a little bit younger. All that can be done with draft picks.
Yo, Frog Boy, I saw that this Reggie McKenzie may be going to the Tennessee Titans as their new GM, who was with the Dolphins for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a little friendly face there that maybe he doesn't want to go with one of these quarterbacks who people aren't saying are that great. So maybe he wants a veteran quarterback.
For sure.
You know, a former league leader and passer.
And I'm why are you jumping too all of a sudden?
I'm just talking about, he's never healthy.
So why would somebody trade for him?
Talking shop.
Well, somebody wants to start off their career with a whiz bang. They're desperate.
So if you have those feelings,
they're desperate.
You think other people don't?
Dude, I just saw the Atlanta Falcons pay Kirk Cousins off a torn Achilles $100 million. People make decisions all the time for quarterbacks.
Well, that contract, they only have one more year.
That's fine if they don't.
And they planned on Penix sitting.
Mm-hmm. They still paid him $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like you're acting like people don't do desperate things for QBs all the time.
I understand that, but at the time they had no quarterback.
Fine, but they still paid a guy off an Achilles $100 million guaranteed.
The Jets,
and as did the Jets,
and how's that working out for both of those teams? So you think another team is going to then go and sign an injury prone quarterback?
You're kind of making my point for me. People do reckless things in sports all
I know, but what I'm saying is you asked me, and I said why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because you don't believe in it anymore.
No, that's not.
Mm.
This has nothing to do with Tua. And it has to do with the type of quarterback you need. Hmm. Like, there's no little quarterbacks in NFC North, AFC North. None. Look at them. Go look. Just go up the.
What am I looking at?
How the quarterbacks are built in that division.
Lamar Jackson's not huge. I mean, Lamar Jackson, you know.
He also runs a 4-3.
He does. He's a super.
Okay. Okay. And he's won two MVPs. So mm-hmm. that'll nix that.
You just talked about build, though.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's not big. Tiny.
Okay.
The only guy who's really your prototype is Joe Burrow.
And supposedly Deshaun Watson, but he ain't.
He's not, no. You don't get to be a prototype with no leg.
So, no, I wouldn't. If I'm Cleveland, no.
And Baker was small. Baker had success in Cleveland.
He did.
So,
for me. I'm not.
Who is that?
I'm not proving the point.
That's like Jiminy Cricket.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Tua and you look at Baker and you say they're samesies.
You don't think they're pretty similar?
No.
Why not?
Baker plays a different style of quarterback. The dude's been playing that. Tua plays a different style of quarterback. It's not, they aren't comparable.
I think they are kind of comparable.
Okay.
Like, how are they not?
Okay.
You just keep saying, okay, tell me why. Why?
What's because the way they play the football, the way they throw the ball, it's different.
Because the lefty, right?
You can take Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield will run and scramble. He's tough. He's like, he's been playing that style of football his whole life. Tua hasn't.
Okay. But
You can be the same size and play the position differently. You know that, right?
So you just don't think Tua can play in that division?
I just don't think if I'm trading the second pick in the draft, it's not going to be for a guy like Tua.
Okay. How big is Shador? He's not very big.
No, he's tiny.
It's not like you're giving up that pick, though. You're just kind of moving down a little bit.
So you think it would be more prudent to take a rookie quarterback who's also not small or who is also not big and try him out, except for a guy with – because Tua does have credentials.
Well, but he would – here. He would be $40 million cheaper.
That's fine. But a risk. It's kind of more of a short – it is a bit of a short thing as far as a guy being talented.
$10 to $15 million risk – over a $50 million risk.
All right. I thought I was giving you guys a break. I mean, you guys have been sitting here playing DTR and Jameis Winston and Bailey Zappi all these years.
Mm-hmm.
You're scoffing at me.
Joe Flacco, last time anything was cool.
Schmidt says that like how Tobin roped Leroy into an argument for something that will never happen.
I know.
That's why I said let's have some fun, Schmeathen, but Leroy won't let me have fun. He's just like, no, salary cap, brr.
No, see, Leroy, you wanted Tua to get paid, and now you're saying you wouldn't take him.
That's not fair.
That's not what I'm saying. Like, oh, my God, I'm dealing with Neanderthals.
I don't think you are. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, right. This is the absolute dumbest argument for me to say.
So you think
I don't want Tua playing in the AFC North.
Yeah, but then you were like making it out like everybody's Josh Allen in that division, and they're not. You probably have some of the I would say you probably have some of the least physically imposing quarterbacks in that division outside of Lamar Jackson's speed.
The least imposing? What do you mean?
I'm saying from a physical standpoint, you made it out to seem like everybody's Josh Allen in the NFC in the AFC North, and they're not.
No, we're go. Okay, go. Lamar Jackson's okay. He's got his speed and what have you, but the style of football that they play with running the football and being physical up front,
right?
It allows him to be successful doing those things, right? Then you go with Joe Burrow. What is he? 6'3"?
Is he 6'3"? I don't think he's that big.
He's not small.
Okay. I said he's the most prototypical.
Look at all the quarterbacks
he's 6'4". Not 6'4".
They have.
Check that again, Scottaboo.
So then you look at all the quarterbacks that Cleveland has played. Right?
Yes, like, but your last one before Deshaun Watson was a garden gnome.
He didn't play that way, though. Like, if you say Tua and Baker are the same size, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They play a different style of
because why? Because Baker's more of a gunslinger?
No, just the physicality in which he plays is different than Tua's. Tua can't be that physical.
I don't think people look at Baker and say he plays very physically, though.
He scrambles. He plays hard. Yes.
All right.
I did see a sweet clip of him laying a block like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, my quarterback could never.
But I'm just saying, so you have there's different styles of play that you can like. There's nobody that ever thought when Baker left Cleveland that he couldn't take a beating because he got beat up the last year and a half there, right? And he still was able to, for the most part, play.
No, that's.
Well, he played with.
He wasn't able to play. That's kind of why you guys kicked him out of town.
Because he had shoulder injury. But yeah, like you can say what you want about Russell Wilson being smaller, but he's been playing in that weather his whole career. So yeah. There is a certain type of quarterback that's needed to play there in November and December and January. And if you have questions, all I'm saying is if you have questions about...
You would agree, though, your standard's been pretty low, though.
What do you mean?
For Cleveland quarterbacks. I mean, like, nobody's played
with quarterbacks. Success.
No, I'm talking just genuinely. Like, Tua would easily be the best quarterback they've had there.
Yeah, he would. He would.
And you don't want It's messed up, Leroy.
I'm done with this conversation.
Come on, little pick. Little
That's
pick.
Fair. It was stupid.
No, it's
not happening anyway. Take a break. Ask Jay Crawford about it next week, though.
Well, here, they say, so, Leroy, you're saying Drew Brees could never play in the AFC North. I'm saying if you didn't know, if he didn't have all those numbers, right? So say when he was coming from the Chargers and he had an opportunity to go to all these different places, right? The AFC North wouldn't have been one of them.
Would you do Kirk Cousins on a flyer next year?
Not after seeing what I just saw.
I don't think you realize what a position you're in right now.
I do know. But I do also understand this, right?
Aaron Rodgers.
I would rather take a young quarterback and do something that I'm fully against, and that's just throwing him in the fire right away if he's not ready.
Hear me out.
Then get one of these quarterbacks that are either hurt or old as hell.
What about a bought out Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. On the cheapskies.
You on the cheapskies? You want to take him on the cheapskies next year?
What do you think the cheapskies is for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. What do you think he would get if he got bought out?
$2.35 million.
No. Damn. He ain't going for nothing less than 30.
What? But he's already going to get paid by the Jets.
Yeah.
Not bought out.
That's what happened with Russ. Russ went to the what did Russ get this year?
Because he had a contract though.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm saying if the Jets buy out Aaron Rodgers and he's
using an anomaly because they ate more money than has ever been eaten by a player in NFL history.
Dude, the guy who's running the Jets has his kids running the team. Like he's going to buy out Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be on the Chiefskies. You won't take him?
No, I wouldn't take him.
Russell Wilson signed a 1 year, $1 million.
Yeah, because he's getting like $40 million from Denver.
Exactly. So you know the Jets cover the bill.
If Aaron Rodgers will be a free agent if he's a free agent after this year.
No, I think he's still under contract. We got to buy him out.
Yeah, so he's getting paid. All you got to do,
but you won't take him on the cheapskate because you hate Aaron Rodgers. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it's always been, dude.
You know what? I would love to see what a team would look like if morons like you ran it.
Well, I wouldn't laugh about my offensive line issues, and I would get Eichenberg the hell out of here.
It's not so. So let me ask you a question.
I do well in Madden.
If you're Cleveland, what would you do?
Try and trade up and get Cam Ward, if I'm honest.
But that's what got you in this trouble in the first place.
No, what got me in trouble in the first place
was giving up all them first round picks for Deshaun Watson.
How much do you think I got to trade up to move up a spot?
First rounder next year and maybe a second.
What? To move up one spot?
Yes. Yes.
Ah, baby. Come on.
See, you don't care because it's not you. You don't have any ramifications for making those decisions. So I'm just trying to look at all the ramifications of making ridiculous decisions like this, and I look like the fool because you're just winging it.
I'm not winging it.
Okay, so what would you legitimately do as a football guy in that situation?
I told you who I want. If I can't get Cam Ward, I'll take Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Not sure if I'm a believer.
Keep all your picks.
Or
get a proven quarterback. Hawaiian.
Ooh, Dylan Gabriel.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, I wasted your time with this.
Thank you.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Open and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Marcos, are you out of your mind?
I could be. Oh, yeah, what I sent us. Yeah, that was gross.
Raccoon roast?
Raccoon roast. Yeah. If you thought the iguana was bad.
Chicken of the trees. Anybody see any frozen around?
No.
Not since Drake came.
Lizards around?
Not since Drake came to the door with one.
Ooh. Yeah. It's fun. Silly lizards.
Although,
silly invade.
You know,
hey, you know what my favorite thing is?
What?
Here's what I have to respond to. Leroy, QBs are ready to go. 7-on-7 since 12 years old. Camps, pro coaching.
But
they ain't the NFL, dude. Like, stop.
Pretty good rookie class this year, though.
Who we got? We got Shadur, Cam.
No, not this year. I meant the one that came in this year.
Ah.
Yeah.
Caleb, Jaden.
Bo Nix.
Oh, Bo, yeah.
Okay. Nix.
And everybody thought Bo Nix was a reach.
Yep.
Yeah.
He played well.
Yep.
I think the thing is with it really has become your point is sound on the money thing, because it's like when you're getting a quarterback on the cheap skis, it's pretty hard not to be like they got to be awful for you to be rats off a ship on them right now.
Right.
It's one of those valuable things you can have. It's when you know, like this is going to happen with Brock Purdy now. They got to pay Brock Purdy. And they're going to put all that commitment on him. And you're going to have people being like, is he worth $55 million, $55 million, $60 million? Because that's what he's going to ask for.
Right.
You know?
I mean, but it's their fault that they had a starting quarterback that they haven't paid $1 million yet. So, yep. You know, he ain't going to return no favors.
Especially on that last year where it's like, right. Oh, man. But, I don't know. I just think the Browns are in a tough spot because, like,
they are, but they're because any other team that would have to make this decision didn't have $50 million a year for two more years on their ledger. And that makes it more difficult because do you double up to get that position right? At the cost of not being able to upgrade some of the other positions on the field? Or do you play the game of, let's get the quarterback situation figured out, and then let's go cheapies on everything else? Like, how is that going to play out? You see what I mean? So the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of tough decisions that they have to make. But it's all centered around you can't do nothing to get out of this $50 million you're paying a year.
How many more years do they have of that?
I think two.
Oof.
Yeah. Two or one. It might only be one more year. Because he's been there a while. He just hasn't played.
Yeah, yeah, it runs till 26. Yeah.
So two more years.
Through 26?
Yeah, he's expected to make – oof, this is crazy. I can't read these numbers correctly. But it looks like another $46 million before anything else in 2026. So I think he has at least two more years, right?
Right.
Yeah, he becomes a free agent and he becomes an unrestricted free agent in 2027.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if you're basically on this thing where you're forced to pay him, like the only thing you really could do is a rookie.
Right, but if you then do the rookie thing.
Or a buyout guy.
No, see, I'm either going rookie or I'm just spending all my picks on, you know, other stuff that I can upgrade. But the problem is that you're going to have a situation where, like a Justin Fields. Was Justin Fields really ready to play? He probably could have used a little more time, right? But you didn't have that luxury. So what happens if you get in a situation where you got to play your young guy right away And he maybe could use a little development. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, some of your most successful quarterbacks have sat and watched for a period of time.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll mix things on up here. You have something else, Frog Boy? You looked intrigued by something.
No, I am excited to mix it on up.
All right, we'll take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. And on the Odyssey app, you guys can get us there. AUDACY free in your app store. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin.
Hello,
everything guys. Hello. Everything is good.
You seem a lot warmer than we are.
I'm cold-blooded.
Ah. That would make you catatonic right now.
I don't know. It's a big word for me, dog.
Wait a minute. That's good. It's pretty amazing that all the idiot things you say, that you pulled that out of your butt.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Let's get the mix back, eh? What do you got for us today, Froggy?
I got some more positivity from yesterday's Miami Heat victory.
Yeah.
We got some post-game action following yesterday's victory. We heard from Spo earlier as he described nearly choking a referee. I'm paraphrasing. But we also got a good quote from him in regards to what he feels is Bam's biggest growth. This is Eric Spoelstra.
Well, over the years, I would say the biggest growth is just utilizing his voice now more. You know, he is, as I said, you know, one of those caretakers, you know, of the culture now. And to be able to have that kind of stability, you know, when he's an all-star, an Olympian, and, you know, not playing to how he wants to play, and to still be able to do all of that and still be so consistent with his approach, his attitude, his mentality every day. It's a winning mentality, and so few guys in this league, I think, can do that unless they're really playing well offensively. You know, that's what you love about him so much, because when we draft him, he was all about winning. And now with all the accolades, all the contracts and everything, he's still about winning.
Yeah, he was awesome yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter. He started off the game once again, just like missing the craziest shot. I'm like, how is he missing these? I don't understand. But he had some really clutch buckets in the fourth quarter. He had this awesome play, a steal and outlet pass to Terry Rozier. So he was good yesterday.
2-0 since he said that we could potentially have a breakthrough game tomorrow. Breakthrough happening?
Well, listen, you know,
it does help that you're playing two teams in your division.
No, when they said that, they
I don't mean the in your division. I mean in your division as far as record wise.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Like two middle of the pack, teams, right?
Yeah, it's not the most vaunted road trip of all time for sure.
They play the Lakers to
Portland on tomorrow, then the Clippers, and then the Lakers.
Okay, so they'll be in LA for like three straight days.
Yes, which I mean,
I think if it didn't get moved,
right. But tomorrow night they take on that rat bastard Joe Cronin, which the last time they played, he beat them by 60.
That'd be nice.
And it wasn't enough for you.
It was not enough. He'll never be forgiven, Joe Cronin.
It's pretty good.
By the way, Bradley Beal, 25 points off the bench last night.
He's done that twice.
He has. Your bullying tactics won't work, sons!
I love the way he thinks he can just, whoever he needs to talk to, just yell. Hey, Lynn!
They definitely heard him.
Well, I'd like to also, Kevin Durant just tweeted yesterday, vibes, sons. I'm like, vibes? But you're bullying one of your teammates.
Is he the quietest superstar?
Not with his thumbs.
Oh, no.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
There's a baby in the studio.
Huh?
A baby?
Is it yours?
No. No, thank God. Mine's in the car.
Who brought a baby?
I don't know, actually. I don't know whose baby it is. I don't know if this is the cleaning crew's baby or if this is potentially Miho's baby. There's a 2-year-old, potentially.
Oh. All right.
Oh, so they would be the
same. Is it a girl?
It is a girl.
It's probably Miho.
So they would be the same size. So she could grab his hand and walk Leroy. Him to the bathroom.
Minus 1%.
Minus 1%.
That is wrong. And you tried doing it yesterday also. Minus 1 again.
No. Oh, wait. Hold on. You want to know who got so offended? Right? I said, hey, Jennifer, you and me are the same height. I am taller than him.
You've already gone through this, okay? I am taller than you.
Okay, but you want to talk about, like, you got offended.
Good. The lava are going to need that height.
5'10".
Hey, they asked, so they're putting two, they put, so Marcos, they, so they put together two teams, because I see the guys over there on the other side talking about putting a team together.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, question. Are you going to be here? What's going on? I heard rumors that you weren't going to be here. You little liar.
So the exact date of the Lava's next tournament, unfortunately, I'm going to be in Baltimore. But you know the Heat. They lie. So maybe they'll push the game back. You never know. If so.
I'm telling you, if I'm one person, I'm not signing up for the Lava. That's old Gabby.
So let me get this straight.
He's all in.
Yeah.
You're pulling a Jimmy Butler and you're refusing to play for the Lava?
It's not that I'm refusing to play. It's just I have other obligations. I'm pulling an Aaron Rodgers, and instead of going to training camp, I'm with wherever the hell
this
he
isn't
was.
Training camp, though. This is the game.
Well, have you seen how we play, dude? Is it not always training camp?
Wow. Woo.
Not good.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Jaime Jaquez, someone who's been balling, who could benefit from a couple lessons from your boy in the Lava. Although he did say following yesterday's victory, he is sleeping much better than he was previously after missing those two free throws against the Jazz just a few games ago.
It's great, man. I haven't been sleeping really well on those two free throws. It's been keeping me up. So I think tonight I'm going to get a good night's rest knowing that we sealed this victory off those two free throws. Get my redemption back and then, just try to continue this streak that we got going and keep expanding.
I'm not going to lie. I said bad words.
In other words, so he got chicken for everybody in the stadium.
2 games ago he did, yeah. At the Kings game. I think they won I think they do free pizza. I don't think they do chicken.
Free pizza? That's more expensive.
Mm. Yeah, I think they do free pizza.
Has anybody ever eaten? Side note.
What happened?
I think we have. I'm not sure if this is really breaking news because we kind of knew, but I saw on the ESPN just now that Carson Beck is officially committed to the University of Miami.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard this 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think we all kind of knew, but it's official.
No. But here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
And you and I have so here's the deal. I have
Jay Crawford.
No, valid. I have good sources.
Yeah.
But because of the sources, I can't ever say nothing.
You tell me, dude. I know. You could have just told me on the
but
side.
You said something about it already.
No, I know, but you could have told me a couple days ago.
All right.
We were talking about Carson Beck yesterday. You're like, elbow surgery.
You won.
Didn't care to mention, but he's going to be a Cane. You're holding out on me.
Leroy.
Especially, listen, his exit, especially when that other guy went out there and started slinging it.
Well, shout out to whichever Cavender he's with.
Oh, is it? That's what he's with a Cavender toy?
Leroy.
Exactly. Big voice.
How could you not tell us? You guys got time for one more?
Always.
Deion Sanders.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime has some very successful children which could find themselves playing on Sundays. People have wondered, will this lead to a prime time coaching position in the NFL? Deion responds with the only way that that would happen is if he had an opportunity to coach both of his sons in the NFL.
I'm seeing from the beginning of coaching my babies to the last walk in the end. You know how painful that is, man, to see that this is it. This may be it. And let me say this before y'all jump to it, because I know y'all going to jump to it. The only way I would consider continuing is that I'm coaching my sons, plural, not singularly, plural. Or I wouldn't even think about it, because I love Colorado. I love everything I do. And everybody, well, what would you do? Well, I have to think about it if I get to coach both of them.
Right.
You know, I'm not following them, and it couldn't be like that unless I'm there prior.
Right.
But if I'm there prior, how can that happen? So right. It could really never happen.
Right.
But you got to think about it logically as a father. Shoot.
Yeah, to coach your boys.
I've always. That's all I know.
I got to tell you, for as much flack as people have given Deion, that's the wrong dude, right? Wrong dude. What has he done? What has he done to hurt any of football? You know, nothing. Nothing at all. Wouldn't even be talking about Colorado if it wasn't for what happened these last couple of years.
Sounds to me like the door is open for him to come to the NFL.
Did you just hear that? Like, I love the way somebody would have
said what it sounds like to me, dude. It does not sound like that window is closed.
Wait. He said the only way he would even consider it is if he could coach both his boys. Then he followed it up by saying, but in order for that to happen, I would have to be there first. So it probably won't happen. That's his exact words. And you probably still just, like, it doesn't matter whether the person says it, somebody else says it. You just going to go off with your own story.
Squeaky wheel.
Oh, man.
What?
I just love the way you make a comment as if you did not just hear what this man
said. I did just hear. You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Door just opened.
Didn't open, though.
Kind of.
He said, I would have to be there first, and I'm not leaving Colorado.
Hmm. No. He didn't say I'm not leaving.
He said, I love Colorado.
He said, I love Colorado. He didn't say leave. They're close.
Wait. What part of I would have to be there first, and that probably wouldn't happen?
Probably.
Oh. Dude, you know what you remind me of?
What's that, dude?
Dumb and Dumber, when she says one in a million. So you say there's a chance.
Exactly, no, dude. Like, there's a chance.
How do you have a family? Did you just wear D down?
What do you mean?
When y'all date, did you just wear her down?
Very charming. I don't know what, you know, like.
You just wore it down.
It really was. She hypnotized her.
It was the molten lava cake. That's usually what gets it done.
Oh, man.
I like how you hear it and you're like, no chance. And like, at first he said no chance because didn't they get like the number one commit? But to me, it sounded like he was trying to leverage both of his sons getting drafted high to one team.
No.
Smart move. Great dad.
Who's dumb and who's dumber out of Tobin and Marcos?
Count your days, Stefanski.
Which one licks the pole? That's me.
No. Here's how you know who's dumb and who's dumber.
Yeah.
Which person's riding in the front of that little bitty mini bike? That's dumb. Well, dumber is holding on to your friend riding down the highway.
Well,
with the snot bubbles.
You know, I love me a good cuddle.
Totally redeem yourself.
Can I just say this? Like, there's a lot of things that people could do and either not look manly or sexy. Yeah. I have sworn that a woman cannot be sexy eating a chicken wing. Mm. Can't do it. There's a level of just, you got to go at that thing, right?
That's why I walked away when I ate that chicken wing yesterday. I couldn't face you.
And then the other thing is, is you can't look masculine riding on the back of your friend's Vespa. Hmm. You can't.
So who do you think is most nervous, Stefanski, Daboll, or Callahan?
Well, they already said they're keeping Daboll, so it has to be between the other two.
Said Schmid. Whatever, you can get Coach Prime. See ya, Daboll.
Ooh.
Deuces.
So it's between Stefanski and who, Callahan?
Yeah.
I think they keep Callahan because that team was in disarray to start.
But he did give the googly. See, Deion did give the googly eyes when they fired the GM. Things that make you go,
You need about a 1 month cleansing from Twitter because it's too much.
Why?
You read into everything. But then here's the funny thing about our guy. When he gets attacked for putting something out there and trolling people,
he mad.
He always says, "What's the big deal? What's the big deal?" Right? But he makes a big deal literally about everybody else's tweets.
I just heard the door open. That's just me. I mean, if you want to say that the door is closed, that's fine. You know, we can leave the buffs in the hands of Warren Sapp.
Gosh. Okay, I got the word.
What's that?
He did not have Tommy John surgery.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the recovery time is 5 to 7 months.
So he did get Tommy John surgery?
He didn't. He had surgery on his UCL, but not he didn't Tommy have John. The Tommy John surgery.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Carson Beck, welcome to the U.
The old Johnny Tom surgery.
Take a break. Back after this.